Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Welcome to Hour 2 of the program. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock, coming up at the bottom of the hour, or just slightly thereafter, our friend John Roach, columnist, writer, author, all-around great guy, going to be here talking a little bit about spring up on the lake up in northern Wisconsin. Also, his remembrances. He has an O.J. Simpson story after the passing of O.J. And more importantly, things that he thinks makes Wisconsin great. And I have a brand new topic that we're going to bring up with John again, because he's a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, a passionate Badger. And I think you just heard, if you were listening at the top of the hour here, Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, all over this news. And there is more breaking news in terms of the Wisconsin men's basketball program. Not a great day for Wisconsin basketball, quite frankly. Number one, you heard Mike Clemens report that AJ Storr, who had both said he was going to look at the NBA draft and also go into the transfer portal, reports are now that AJ Storr, according to Mike Clemens and others, has said he's going to Kansas, probably because of the NIL deal that Kansas is able to give him. Reports were he was looking for at least $800,000 in an NIL deal. So AJ Storr is off to Kansas. And I would say even bigger news, and more importantly, this is breaking at this hour. It has been confirmed. This from Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Chucky Hepburn, the star guard, Chucky Hepburn, has entered the transfer portal. This is not good news. And it just shows you how much I hate this transfer portal. And this raises all other kinds of speculation, by the way, about where Chucky Hepburn is going. He could, keyword, could be on his way to Michigan State and Tom Izzo's club. Why? Because one of his former teams from Nebraska originally, a high school in Nebraska, and one of his high school teammates, Freitag, or Freddie is the first name, went to Creighton initially. School in Nebraska as well, or went to another school. And he is in the transfer portal as well. And there was some thought that Hepburn's former teammate, high school teammate at Nebraska, would join Chucky Hepburn at Wisconsin. He was supposed to make that announcement over the weekend or on Monday at least, and has delayed that after visiting Michigan State over the weekend. And now today, on the first day of, or about to be the first day of the new transfer portal period, now, Wisconsin men's basketball star Chucky Hepburn being confirmed, he has entered the transfer portal. Again, this, you know, this is rough. This is very rough. And it just goes to show you why, again, I am not a fan of this transfer portal. Also on AJ Storr, by the way, other news. One of the top players in the portal, going to Kansas, AJ Storr, told The Athletic that John Calipari's, Arkansas, Illinois, and Texas were also finalists. I mean, I get it. These guys are looking to make money in college. Chucky Hepburn got a tattoo of Bucky Badger, I think, on his bicep. So even if they get the school's emblem tattooed on their body, it doesn't mean anything. This does not make me happy at all. I'm sorry. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Off the text line here, Wes from Middleton says, I'll let him go. If they play as consistently as they did at UW last year, it's no big loss. I disagree with that, particularly with Chucky Hepburn. He was a team leader on and off the court, from all indications, a stand-up guy. Played a record number, I think, of games for Wisconsin. It is a loss. I don't care how you spin it. 855-752-4842. If you want to weigh in on Chucky Hepburn going into the transfer portal for Wisconsin men's basketball, AJ Storr reportedly signing now with Kansas, or the other drama of the day out in Washington, D.C., Derek Van Orten. Now, according to Lawrence Andrea from the Journal Sentinel, this just came through, that it says he just spoke with Congressman Derek Van Orten. He tells me that he was calling Matt Gaetz tubby, not Speaker Johnson, after Gaetz called Derek Van Orten, quote, a squish, unquote. Says, get away from this, says he saw a group around Johnson and decided to join the group to support Johnson, and called Gaetz a bully and said the only way to stop a bully is to push back. I mean, this is third grade.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, my high school football coach, Avinus Rip, would say, oh, geez, that's third grade. And he'd be right.
I really think they ought to go back to arguing about which rules they're going to use for Foursquare.
Right? Just, this is what we're paying people in Congress to do. Act like children. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tom, listening on WMDX in Madison. Tom, what say you?
Oh, boy. You know, I've been a professional mariner from time to time, but I never understood rats leaving a sinking ship until today's GOP. It's amazing.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I got an inspiration from your past caller about calling the offices, so I called my favorite MAGA Republican congressman from Wisconsin, and Tiffany and Fitzgerald's offices both said they're not sure how their congressmen are going to be voting, but Van Orten did say his staffer said they were definitely going to do that, and it was because he has more information than the other people do because he's on the security committee, and he's afraid that the money will be spent poorly.
I mean, Tom, you know as well as I do, we have to help Ukraine if we're going to stop Vladimir Putin. And anything else is just is propaganda from the Kremlin. Would you agree?
Absolutely. You know, I grew up, my parents went through World War II, and, you know, I was thinking about the past generations fighting fascism and Nazis and authoritarians and not making them welcome in their political parties.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Tom. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, if you'd like to weigh in. And, of course, if you weren't with us in the first hour, the long and the short of it is Speaker Mike Johnson has said last night that he's going to allow a vote on Ukraine aid as soon as this weekend. There are conservative MAGA Republicans in his own caucus who are apparently trying, according to different reporting, surrounded him on the House floor this morning and tried to convince him to say that you're not going to change the rule, right? Where one person could call a vote for your job and the speaker would not commit to that. Self-preservation. And so Matt Gaetz and others apparently started to go after him. Derek Van Orten decides to join the mix and gets into a name-calling contest with some of these people from the Freedom Caucus saying, go ahead, call for this vote. And, I mean, saying, do the motion to vacate. And now it's gone from Matt Gaetz allegedly calling Derek Van Orten squishy to Derek Van Orten calling Matt Gaetz tubby. This is kindergarten. And meanwhile, the people of Ukraine are dying and need our help. Just get it done. And the other big story we're following now, the Wisconsin men's basketball team losing its leader. And it's being reported now by Jeff Patricus and the Journal Sentinel. Greg Gard and his staff are on the verge of losing their team's leader, point guard Chucky Hepburn, who started all 103 games he has played at Wisconsin, has informed the UW staff he plans to enter the transfer portal. Chucky Hepburn could not be reached for comment today, but Gard responded to a message with a text. Quote, "We have a lot of love for Chucky. He's been a big part of our program. In today's college basketball, players are making transactional decisions all over the country at every level. There is no time to complain about the system that's in place." Unquote. Somebody texted in WMDX saying, "Hey, can you help us understand the NIL deal? If AJ Store is getting $800,000, why couldn't the UW offer that as well? I don't understand it enough. Would appreciate a little discussion about it." That's a great question. Great comment off the text line. And that I want to be clear, that $800,000 figure that I threw out there, those were reports. I haven't seen that necessarily confirmed, but there were different media outlets reporting that that was the number, according to different people in college basketball, that AJ Store was shopping around. And now reports are that he is committed to Kansas, which, if you're familiar with college basketball, has a long history of being more than a little under the table with their money at Kansas, even before the NIL deals were legal. So the question about why couldn't UW get that offer as well, Greg Gard said recently that UW has increased their available NIL deal money by 3%. I believe it was 300% or three times the amount in the last year. So the name, image, and likeness, that's what NIL stands for. Name, image, and likeness, right? So players can't be paid directly by the university, but they can reach a name, image, and likeness deal. So if back in the day when I owned a coffee shop, if I had the money and wanted to sign a college player and say, "Hey, I'll give you $50,000 a year to do advertising for my coffee shop," then I'm paying them. So now what colleges have to do is go out and find private companies to sponsor these athletes in order to get paid. And now reports are that Chucky Hepburn, gone. Back after this, 855-752-4842 on Civic Media.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
That one goes out to Clark H.V. Gilson, my former longtime producer of our television show back in Platteville. Nobody appreciated that song more than Clark.
It's a good song.
It's a great song. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a disturbing day. I'll just be honest about it. Disturbing day. Number one on what's happening out in Washington, D.C., I shouldn't say completely disturbing. There appears to be progress on this Ukrainian aid package, which I'm thankful for. But Derek Van Orten now mixing it up on the House floor verbally with other members of the caucus, acting like kids, calling each other names, according to, I guess Van Orten confirmed it to the Journal Sentinel reporter, saying that he called Matt Gaetz tubby after reportedly Matt Gaetz called him squishy.
You know what I think would be really funny? If there was a video of this event and we did that thing where you have little kids voice what they were saying.
Yes.
And so you just have these adults like yelling at each other and you just hear a little kid voice just like, "You're tubby. Stop it, tubby."
It's just childish. And again, the disconcerting part is there's so much at stake here, including human lives in Ukraine and all around the world. And I wish people would take the seriousness of what's happening out there and the gravitas of it, and we need some leadership. And again, for as much as I disagree with Mike Johnson on a lot of issues, if he's being sincere in what he said last night and he follows it up with deed, I will give him credit on that. And we need more leadership like that. And I'll give credit to the other people in that room in the White House 2 or 3 weeks ago, led by President Biden, Vice President Harris, the Democratic leader, the majority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, Republican leader, Mitch McConnell, the Democratic leader in the House, Hakeem Jeffries, and Speaker Johnson. Reportedly, everybody in that room was ready to do this deal on aid to Ukraine except Mike Johnson at the time. And now he is saying that he will allow this to move forward. So I'm happy to hear that. We shall see. And I wish the childishness of Derek Van Orten and others would end. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Our conversation with John Roach coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour. Again, the other breaking news here at the moment. And this goes, I mean, I get, okay, it's a sports story. You know, we're not necessarily a sports show per se. But news is news, as they say. This is the biggest news story at this hour in Wisconsin. That AJ Storr from the Wisconsin men's basketball team being confirmed now going to Kansas through the transfer portal. And now the star of Wisconsin basketball, Chucky Hepburn, who has a tattoo of Bucky Badger. That's how much he said he was committed to Wisconsin. Now also being confirmed to enter the transfer portal as well. Back to the story from Jeff Patricus, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, being posted moments ago. Greg Gard, we said before the break there, praising Chucky Hepburn, say we have a lot of love for Chucky. And the players are making transactional decisions all over the country at every level. Quote, there's no time to explain or complain, rather, about the system in place. Gard went on to say, we're dedicating all our energy right now into finding the next fits for our program. In fact, minutes after talking to Chucky about this, I was already pursuing another talented point guard who is in the portal. This is the reality of college basketball today, unquote. Patricus goes on to say, since the opening of the transfer portal, the UW men's basketball program has been fortunate to avoid losing critical players, but Hepburn will be the second starter to leave the team this offseason. He joins AJ Storr, who, as we said, is reportedly transferring now to Kansas. Hepburn's decision creates another void as the UW staff is trying to assemble the roster for the 24-25 season. Hepburn averaged 7.9 points and 2.3 assists per game as a freshman to help secure a share of the Big Ten regular season title and a number two seeding in the NCAA tournament. Had a great sophomore year as well. Great year last year. UW has signed two players for next season, including Daniel Freitag and wing Jack Robinson. Freitag can play either guard spot as expected to back up Hepburn or alongside him next season. Of the players on the current roster, Max Klesmet and Kamari McGee have played point guard as well. UW also has a commitment from DePere guard Zach Kinzinger, for the 2025 season. Hepburn has spoken publicly, or rather has not spoken publicly, since immediately after UW lost to James Madison in the first round of the NCAA tournament on March 22nd. Asked about his goals for his senior season at UW at the time, Hepburn said, I have to make sure everyone is getting better. We have to get in the weight room and get stronger. We have to get better, take our game to the next step, unquote. It's my personal opinion that this has a lot less to do with programs anymore than it does money. As the late, great college professor Jack O'Neill at UW-Platteville liked to say before every class period in our comms classes, wrote a big dollar sign on the blackboard, the dry erase board, turned around, pointed with his thumb over his shoulder and said, "It all comes down to that. What's new in your world?" Jack was right. It all comes down to the dollar sign. And to the texter's point a little bit earlier, we've known for a long time that college athletics are a business, right? But now, since the Supreme Court a few years ago basically made a Wild West type of situation for universities, it is all about business at this point. I mean, certainly there are exceptions. There are exceptions that certain athletes are going to say, "I'm going to go to a school because my family has a tradition there. I'm going to go to a school because there's one coach in particular during my recruitment that I really connected with, and I want to learn from him or her." I think that will still happen. But there's going to be, moving forward, all those things I just said are going to be overshadowed by how much do I get. And the weird thing is that unlike professional sports, where you have contracts, so you sign a person to a one-year contract or a two-year contract or a five-year contract or whatever it might be, you know that those players are locked in. In the college game, you don't have a contract. These college athletes can leave at any time during the portal during the year. It makes it enormously difficult for a coach to try to retain their own players. I think what we're going to come to, we're going to come to contracts in college sports. You wait and see. Talk more about this with John Roach on the other side. Stay tuned. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Thursday on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Always glad to have you along on a Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. Now, 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let me just tell you this. There are some days, I mean, every day that we get to talk to our friend John Roach is a great day. But this day, perhaps, I need this conversation right now. We bring him on, a great author, great writer, screenwriter. I call him a Renaissance man about Wisconsin and America. The one, the only, John Roach. Great to see you again, John.
Hey, Todd. Good to see you, as always.
Well, thank you for taking time for us. I'm not sure if you've seen the news in the last half an hour or so. And you're a Wisconsin grad, of course, and great Badger. And I know you also are a lover of Wisconsin athletics as well. And I apologize just to spring this on you, but I want to get your knee-jerk reaction to this. So news has broken down in the last half an hour on two fronts. A, that apparently AJ Store is not going to the NBA and has decided to sign with Kansas. I'm not sure that's a big surprise. But now apparently Chucky Hepburn has entered the transfer portal as well. Greg Gard has confirmed it to Journal Sentinel reporter Jeff Patricus. No word on whether where Chucky is going at this point. Speculation may be that he'll join his former high school teammate, Frankie Fiddler, at Michigan State. That is unconfirmed, but what we do know is that Chucky, the star of Wisconsin men's basketball, the leader there, has a tattoo of Bucky Badger on his bicep, gone due to NIL. John Roach, your take.
It's all about the Benjamins. Yeah. Here's the thing, Todd. There was a built-in friction in revenue-generating college sports, primarily only men's football, men's basketball. Mm-hmm. For the last 20 years, coaches have been paid millions and millions and millions of dollars. For perspective, Luke Fickell signed a $59 million mm-hmm. seven-year contract. Greg Gard probably makes $3 million right now, which is not big compared to other coaches, but it's still a nice paycheck. And the NCAA never dealt with the inequity of that situation where the universities are making money, the coaches are making money, they're building huge practice facilities, they have all sorts of administrators, and yet the people who are playing the game, the people that folks pay to watch in the stadium or at home in front of their large screen, are not getting anywhere near that kind of money. Mm-hmm. And it was an inequitable situation, and the NCAA never dealt with it. They just kept taking the money. And finally, the athletes challenged it in court, and, you know, lo and behold, they have every right to make money. Mm-hmm. So now we have a land rush. And I think it's really interesting what is going to happen, because Wisconsin plays in the Big Ten. Wisconsin has 5 million people. We're primarily a rural state, an agricultural state, like Iowa, like Nebraska. We're in a league with two teams from Michigan, which has twice the population, 2 to 3 times the population, 2 to 3 times the state income, revenue, industry. Mm-hmm. Ohio has 2 to 3 times the population, 2 to 3 times the state revenues. And Pennsylvania, similar, 2 to 3 times the size of Wisconsin. And then we've added California to the Big Ten in the form of USC and UCLA, not to mention Oregon, who has Phil Knight in their back pocket.
Right.
One of the largest consumer brands in America, Nike. But California has 39 million people.
Yeah.
Wisconsin has 5 million people. And they have the, and if California was a country, it'd be the fifth wealthiest nation in the world. Mm-hmm. And that is who we're competing with now. And I don't think we can. And I've said to friends that Wisconsin and other small states, despite the fact that we have a great university and a fine institution, we are going to be like that team that always lost to the Harlem Globetrotters, the Washington Generals.
That they will be laughing, but yeah.
That these bigger, wealthier programs, and by the way, there may be smaller states who just have a big billion-dollar donor, like Oregon, right?
Right.
Oregon's not that big a state, but they have Phil Knight, who's worth billions. Mm-hmm. Now, Wisconsin, last I checked, has 4 or 5 billionaires. Judy Faulkner at Epic, not that interested in sports. Mm-hmm. The guy who owns Menards, he's all about motor racing.
Yep.
Then we have Diane Hendricks and the U-Lines, who are all about Republican or even further right, politics.
Yep.
And there's one other billionaire who's not very interested in sports either.
Yeah.
So my argument, tongue-in-cheek, has been, what is the biggest industry in the state of Wisconsin? It's the dairy industry. Mm. So I've argued that the $40 billion a year dairy industry in the state of Wisconsin should adopt the Badger football and basketball teams, and each player should be sponsored by a kind of cheese.
That's great.
Now, the Limburger and some of the more aromatic cheeses should be the down linemen. You know, some of the lighter cheeses, mozzarella, or the groovy cheeses, feta. That should be your skilled position players. And then, obviously, I think your quarterback should be cheddar.
Of course.
Just because it's the most popular. But, and I say that tongue in cheek, but I think that Chris McIntosh and Greg Gard, who's done a sterling job, you know, third winningest record in the last 10 years in the Big Ten behind Michigan State and Purdue.
Yeah.
Despite all the social media experts.
Right.
And Luke Fickell, he's trying to play the game, mm-hmm. but it's exasperating. And I think two of the happiest people in the world are Bo Ryan and Paul Christ.
Right.
Because they got out, you know, and they, frankly, they were the beneficiary of some pretty good salaries, and they cared about their athletes, but this is not the way it is now. And it's all done with this uncomfortable partnership with higher ed.
Right. Right.
Okay. It's the weirdest damn thing. And so truthfully, I can understand that Chucky Hepburn, he's one of the top five point guards in the nation.
Yeah.
And if a top five point guard is getting $1.5 million, someone offers $1 million a year, and Wisconsin can only offer him $200,000 a year, which, by the way, they're not making any of the players' salaries public, but pretty much all of them are getting money.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and Chucky could blow a knee out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of situation Chucky comes from, but if he's from anything remotely humble roots, mm-hmm. I would take the money.
Yeah.
And obviously allow Wisconsin to make a counter offer, which this could be a move to do that.
Right.
And then it falls. Here's the other thing I think. All of this money stuff should fall to Chris McIntosh and the athletic department. I don't think the coaches should be in the business of having salary negotiations with their players. They should coach their players, just like the Packers. LaFleur doesn't do the contracts and mm-hmm. figure out what the players should be paid. He coaches the players. I think all of this NIL stuff belongs in the athletic department at arm's length from the coaches. Because I think you're asking too much of the coaches, and they're not qualified.
Yeah, I saw one. I can't remember. It was one of these basketball scout Twitter accounts I follow, and this like a week and a half ago, said that he got off the phone. This reporter got off the phone with a D1 coach, which he did not name who it was, but said he got off the phone with a D1 coach, who told him, the reporter, that he had just talked that day with a kid who averaged 5 points last season and was looking for a minimum deal for NIL of $90,000 a year. Minimum.
Yeah. So, the athletic, you know, so I worked in sports journalism for 15, 20 years in Chicago. The athletic, which is really a good piece of sports journalism these days, it's the best. Now that Sports Illustrated and everyone else has gone away. But they did a thing called Recruiting Confidential this past fall, where they interviewed off the record 55-star football recruits to ask them what the market was for NIL. And they all said that they're getting $400,000 to $500,000 to sign.
Wow.
And some of them charge $10,000 to just make a visit to a school, not even to commit.
So, I mean, and I agree with you, John. I don't begrudge the college athletes. Like, if you have the God-given talent and you've worked that God-given talent and you have a commodity, I think people are entitled to get whatever they can get on the free market for that. But it completely, in my opinion, changes what we have always known college athletics to be, which is, you know, your kid you want to root for, that local homegrown Wisconsin gal or guy. And
Todd, you see them develop over time.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen anymore. No. If they don't play, they're gone.
Yeah, exactly. Or if they get a better deal. I mean, look, Chucky Hepburn started, what did they say, 103 games straight or something like that? Or, I mean, he's going not because he didn't get the playing time, but my guess is it's all over, as you said, the Benjamins, the dollar sign.
And also, I don't think that it's out of the question that someone came after Chucky.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm wondering, because Freddie,
we heard the Badgers are only paying you $250,000. We're going to be a contender for the national championship next year. We need a good point guard. We're going to offer you 1.25. Why wouldn't Chucky take that?
Right.
That report. When you're one knee injury away from being a bartender.
Right. Yeah. Good point. Reports are these are unconfirmed, but internet rampant with speculation now. Because Frankie Fiddler, the former teammate of Chucky in high school at Nebraska, he's into the portal and had gotten Wisconsin's one of the final four for him to transfer to. And the thought was that Chucky was going to convince Frankie to come join him at Wisconsin. And the last school that Frankie Fiddler visited over the weekend was Michigan State. He was supposed to announce on Monday. That has been pushed back indefinitely. And so speculation is now that perhaps Chucky will join Frankie and under Tom Izzo at Michigan State.
And they're going as a package.
That's not confirmed.
There has to be one other point made, Todd. A decade ago, it was big news when the Big Ten Network, the Big Ten, signed an 8-year billion-dollar deal for its television rights. last year for a billion over 8 years. Last year, they signed a new deal for $1 billion a year.
Wow.
Okay. So that's a pretty big inflationary thing. And you know, coaches want to say, oh, well, you know, it's a good experience and you're getting free tuition. You can't put a value on that. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yeah, it's, right. You know, it costs the university nothing to give these kids $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a year plus room and board. That's walking around money compared to $1 billion a year. So the University of Wisconsin, and I don't know if this is true, but this is one of the reports. I want to qualify it. Mm-hmm. I think before a game is played, and remember and ticket revenues at Camp Randall are a big deal,
yeah.
You know, 78,000 people, you know, and boxes and everything like that. But before a game is even played at the University of Wisconsin or any of the Big Ten schools, I think they all get a check for $75 million to start the season.
Wow.
Okay.
That just blows my mind, right?
I don't know about you. Yeah. I thought Barry Alvarez was a good coach. I thought Paul was a good coach. I thought Bo was a great coach.
Yeah.
I thought a Hall of Fame coach, I should say.
Yeah.
Gardo's a good coach. But I tuned in to watch the players. Right. I tuned in to watch J.J. Watt and Chris Borland and Russell Wilson,
yep,
and Jonathan Taylor. That's who I watched. I didn't tune in to watch coaches standing on the sidelines with headsets. And and remember, an athlete's life is very short.
Yeah.
And in truth, you have to maximize it and never underestimate the pressure they're getting from their families.
Very, very true. A lot of these young people, I mean, they're providing, if they come from middle class or lower, they're providing for their families. And you can't, in my opinion, I can't begrudge that. We're going to come back and talk with John Roach a little bit about our mutual friend, Bo Ryan, being inducted into the National Basketball Coaches Hall of Fame, and find out what's happening on the lake up there in northern Wisconsin in the spring. Stay tuned. It's John Roach, Todd Alba on Civic Media. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend Maggie Dawn and the Maggie Dawn Show take over these very airwaves. Do not miss it. The Maggie Dawn Show immediately following our program. Right now, we are joined by our friend John Roach, author, writer, Renaissance man. And John, thank you so much for taking time, particularly when you're up at your beautiful cabin up there in northern Wisconsin. I want to put a button on this this basketball stuff and then talk a little bit about the passing of O.J. Simpson, because I know you have a story on that, and ask you what makes Wisconsin great. Not O.J. Simpson, in my opinion, but anyway. But put a button on this. Again, reports are from Jeff Patricus of the Journal Sentinel, been confirmed by Coach Greg Gard, that Chucky Hepburn, the Wisconsin basketball, men's basketball star, is in the transfer portal. And, of course, A.J. Storr now going to Kansas. A couple of quick things. Number one, our friend and former Wisconsin Badger football player Brady Ewing, who was on those three Big Ten championship games under Brett Bielema, and played at Russell Wilson for that magical season to the Rose Bowl. He's been on this program. He's actually going to join us tomorrow. But he says, in terms of NIL, that in his opinion, as someone who's played at the NCAA level and in the NFL, that he believes that D1 college athletics is really going towards, you know, in soccer, a premier type of league, a feeder separate system for the professionals.
No question. I think that is the case. And I think Wisconsin people are going to have to come to grips with the reality that we may not be able to compete with some of these other programs based purely on money. And honestly, the wealth of their alum base.
It's a sad truth.
Now, Wisconsin has Wisconsin's had a lot. Here's the good news. Wisconsin's had a lot of success in football and basketball over the last 30 years. We're overachievers, right? Mm-hmm. We're draft and develop. We're walk-ons, all that sort of stuff. And as a result, we have a loyal fan base. And if it, you know, depending on how they do it and they reach out to the fan base and say, hey, we need money to compete with all these people to put the product on the field. But The problem is you're going to be, everyone's going to be a carpetbagger.
Yeah.
You're not going to be rooting for Jared Aberderis or Luke Swan or all these walk-on guys. Chris Borland, who was a three-star that Ohio State didn't want with roots in Madison and one of the best linebackers to ever play in the Big Ten. Mm-hmm. Right. And the reality could be pretty sad for Wisconsin.
Let's talk about something that's happy if we could, John, because I have a few minutes left here. But sure. We mentioned it, and our mutual friend Bo Ryan, former head coach at Platteville, Milwaukee, and then, of course, Wisconsin-Madison, won four NCAA championships at Platteville and got the Badgers to two Final Fours, including a national championship game. Being inducted now this August, and rightly so, long overdue in my opinion, to the National Basketball Hall of Fame. Coach Ryan said on ESPN after this was announced, to this point we've been talking about, he said, you know, Wisconsin, being a coach there, it's not so much about what you teach, but what you don't tolerate. And at Wisconsin, we didn't tolerate turnovers. I'm paraphrasing there.
Sure.
But the point is that, to your point earlier, I'm not sure, and this is the question I'd love to ask Bo, I'm not sure whether that style of coaching can work in the NIL era today.
I think that's a good question. Now, I will say this. Players love to win, and Bo won.
Absolutely.
And once you land them, once they, you know, Bo is coaching in the NIL era, he'd be damn sure to find someone who could get him the money right. So he could be competitive. Right. And once he got his team and his roster set, he'd win with them.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And he wouldn't change what he does. Mm-hmm. Why would he? He won. He was the winningest coach in Big Ten history. And he should have been in the Hall of Fame for what he did at Platteville alone in Division III.
Agreed.
He won four national championships in one decade. Who does that?
Yeah. Nobody that I know.
Who does that? Right. And you know, it. And you know, I have a bias here because we're working on a project with Bo about his Platteville era. And, you know, the kind of players he coached there stand in stark contrast to what we're seeing now with NIL. The players he won with at Platteville didn't get scholarships. They paid for their own tuition, their own room and board. They had part-time jobs during the school year. They had jobs during the summer. And yet they won four national championships.
Yep.
So there was a certain – by the way, Bo didn't make much money then either.
No.
There wasn't that friction between the coach's compensation and the athlete's compensation. There wasn't that big a differential. I remember Bo Ryan telling me a story one time that George Crist, who was my high school football coach and the AD and football coach at Platteville, who hired Bo at Platteville, which was prescient, once went to Bo and said, you know, Bo, between the amount of kids I have and the amount of kids you have, we can apply for government cheese.
That's true. Yeah, right. You know, that's true.
That's the kind of they were making state teacher salaries, not an inordinate amount of money.
No.
So I always kid Bo about that. And I said, you know, Bo, even you're coaching at Wisconsin, you know, in Wisconsin, and you still have to pay for your cheese. You just get it cheaper. That's hardly a benefit. But Bo is richly deserving, Todd, of the Hall of Fame. As I said, he should have been in well before this.
Agreed.
But you know what? I think, you know, you wait a little bit, it's even sweeter, right?
I think you're right, yeah.
He was a remarkable coach. Mm-hmm. You know, I was interviewed by Rick Riley, the former columnist for Sports Illustrated back in the day. His son went to Wisconsin, and Rick is good friends with Billy Pearson, who played when Bo was an assistant at Wisconsin under Colefield. Mm-hmm. And Billy said, you know, you should write about Bo Ryan. This is when they were ascending to the two Final Fours.
Sure.
And so Rick called me because I knew him from my work in Chicago. And I just said, you know, Rick, what happened is that Bo Ryan had a little basketball lab tucked away in the southwest corner of Wisconsin, and he perfected his system there with guys who bought in. And then, you know, after a cup of coffee in UWM, he dropped his system on the Big Ten and won a championship his first year. And everyone's going, who is this guy?
Yeah. But those of us who knew him knew he could do it. John Roach, we're going to save the OJ story for another time, just like Matt Damon on Jimmy Kimmel. We've run out of time for OJ Simpson this time. But yes. Never, we always have time for John Roach. Thank you so much, John. Really, really appreciate your time.
Okay, John.
Have a great
day.
Always
good to talk with you.
You Check as you. Well. Thank you all for listening. Back tomorrow from Richland Center with Brady Ewing and much more from the RC. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Yeah.